This next poem is called I Don't Want to See You Anymore. And I always think of an old friend, old friend, who I don't see very much of anymore. Her name was Noreen Tomasi. And more than anyone else, or as much as anyone else, Noreen helped me with my poetry immensely. I would go to her house, her apartment, wherever she was, with my poetic offerings. And we would sit there, and I would either have her read them or read them to her. And she would always listen. I would always bring her copies, and she kept the copies, I found out later. Noreen went on to really help a great deal of artists at Arts International first, and then at the Center for Fiction in New York, in Brooklyn, I guess it is now. And she's really spent her life helping people to get their fiction or art out into the public and to assemble it. But I read this poem to her, and I remember her laughing at the end, and she said, "You know, this is really funny, right?" And she looked at me like it was a real question. She didn't know if I knew or not that this was a really funny poem. And I kind of knew it had some amusing aspects of it. I don't think I realized it was knee-slappingly funny at the time. But I always remember her when I read this poem. I don't want to see you anymore. I don't want to see you anymore because it's the best thing right now, because we are stuck, because we keep going round and round, because you put me down, because you make me feel stupid, because you always think that you're right and nothing ever gets settled between us. I don't want to see you anymore because you don't know how to tell the truth, because I have to find sanity, because I know that I can be fulfilled, because our attraction is unhealthy, because you get in the way of my work, because I think you're a phony, and I don't want to be classified. I don't want to see you anymore because of the way you stare at me, because you know too many of my secrets, because I would feel that I was going backwards, because I can't just be your friend, because I want to meet other people, because you could do better for yourself than me, and we were too young when we met. I don't want to see you anymore because I don't feel close to you, because you are always looking for other lovers, because we don't read the same books, because you're predictable, because you make me feel predictable, because you're single-minded, and you don't know how to love anybody. I still want to see you because I think we're lucky to have found each other, because I have dreams about you, because I want to have children with you, because I know what you need, because you're not finished with me yet, because I haven't found anyone else to sleep with, and I don't like to go to places alone. I still want to see you because we should learn not to run away from our problems, because our arguments are about stupid things, because it feels good between my legs when you touch me there, because of the way you look in a shirt that I gave you, because you never understood why I didn't want to see you, because you're the only one who understands some things about me, and I feel like I belong when I'm with you. I still want to see you because I'm going to make you pay for what you did to me, because I don't want to fall in love with someone else, because I don't want you to forget me, because if you listen to me, everything would be perfect, because everyone will blame me if this doesn't work out, because I'm getting older, and I'll feel jaded if I leave you. I still want to see you because you aren't cheap, because I think you're quick-witted, because it feels like we deserve each other, because I know that I do love you, because you do try sometimes, because I would miss our friends, and I think I'm just bored with myself.